producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The 8 o'clock hour of What's On Your Mind? Oh, Common Sense, Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, for this first hour this morning. A little conversation with your coffee. And there's a lot of conversation out there. You got Adrian Peterson and what's going on with him. And I don't know, the folks in this area. A good tie into this, I think, with this whole discussion with parental rights and, you know, how much is too much, especially when it comes to discipline. The Cass County administrator that was found not guilty of domestic assault against his 13-year-old boy. I think we should talk about some of those issues that are in the news today, especially when it pertains to parental rights. I want to frame the conversation and then have the conversation. Adrian Peterson. Wow. Big news, big story. Want to set up the show a little bit today. One, it's beautiful weather out. That's what you get when you're way up north in Fargo, North Dakota, or in North Dakota in general. Really great weather. At 8:20, we're going to have the Golden Girls, Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum. I'm going to ask them about, you know, parental rights, discipline, Adrian Peterson, that sort of thing. I want to get their point of view on that whole story. And I also want to ask them about parental rights and corporal punishment, where they stand on that, because I think that this topic is going to be coming to light, in the very near future more and more. And it has been a pretty, heated topic. Here in the United States for quite a while now, when you have the rights of the child from the UN and things like that, corporal punishment has been coming under fire. So I want to discuss that. At 8:30, we're going to have Dr. Sandra Stotsky, and she was a member of the original Common Core Validation Committee. I've had her on my show several times on the Common Sense Club, she is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to Common Core standards, the way they were implemented, whether or not they're rigorous enough, whether or not they get our kids college ready, that sort of thing. She will be in Fargo, well, in North Dakota, later on this week. So we're going to have a conversation with her ahead of those, ahead of that visit. So make sure you call in with your questions or your comments, 855-200-1776, extension 2. That'll get you live on air, and you can ask your question of Dr. Stotsky. We're also going to discuss the Adrian Peterson story with Steve Hallstrom later on today. And that's in the 9 o'clock hour. Lynn Helms at 9:30, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We're going to talk about the latest oil production numbers, so that should be a good conversation there. In the 10 o'clock hour, Dr. Eric Thompson of North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices. He's a family medicine doctor with Sanford in Bismarck, and we're going to be talking about Measure 7. So there you go. And I'm really excited that we're going to have Chris Tanto on. And if you watched Britt Baer's 13 Hours, three special forces guys that were ground zero during the Benghazi assault. Chris Tanto was one of those guys. So really excited to hear that. I will definitely be tuned in for that conversation. And as always, on Monday morning, speakeasy trivia. If you're tuned in now, we're going to play two songs from back there in the 80s. We're going to wax nostalgic for a bit. And if you can guess the voice and the name of that tune, you'll get speakeasy gift certificates. On Monday, they have the Back to the 80s pricing. You can't beat that. You can't beat it. You go in, you sit down, you have a meal, you get the bill, and it's 80s pricing. You can't beat that. So there you go. Stay tuned for that. We do that every Monday. Speakeasy restaurant, awesome food, awesome ambiance, and 80s pricing. That's just awesome. There you go. Now, I really want to, so are we going to do that now? Good deal. So we're going to play the speakeasy trivia now. Let's do the first song. Jared dancing. I'm never gonna dance again. Five 200 1776 extension 2. If you know the name of this tune and the artist. Might be a tough one today. 855-200-1776. Hey, Bob, you think you got the answer?
Yes, I think I do. I believe it's George Michaels, and I believe it's Careless Whisper.
Yes, it's Wham! With Careless Whisper. But, yeah, so there you go. Play this song when you take your special someone out to speakeasy, and you got it made, man. Hang on the line. Hang on the line, and Mr. Producer will get your info. And we're going to roll that. We got enough time to roll that second song? I think a lot of folks got it at the same time Bob got it.
Young and wild and free.
200. 1776.
Keep me coming back for more.
It's a pretty cool song. A radio DJ. Caller,
what's on your mind?
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. KD level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana, too, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Sandy, do you have the correct answer to our power ballot question?
Yes, I do. Brian
okay.
Adams, heaven.
Good deal, good deal. Hang on the line, and you'll get those speakeasy gift certificates. We'll get those right out to you. Thanks for playing, Sandy.
All right, cool. Thank you.
The rise of the power ballot. You got to love that. You got to love that. Now, this segment of the show here, the Common Sense Club, We have Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Collum to give us their point of view from the left and from the right. So, want to know if the Golden Girls are on the line?
We are.
Oh, great, great. Who is that, Ellen or Blanquita?
It's Ellen. I don't know where Blanquita is.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, but you're really, really low.
Okay. I will call you all back. Ellen, you take on from here.
Oh, you sound fine now. You sound fine. There are two burning questions that I want to get your opinion on. One, have you heard about the Adrian Peterson incident and what's going on surrounding him and the child neglect and abuse, that whole thing?
Where the little boy was, where the little four-year-old was hit, is that the one?
Yes, where he was whipped with a switch.
Right, which is brutality, in my opinion, and ridiculous that you're going to. I mean, I have small little grandchildren who are now just turning six. They're five right now. Why in goodness gracious would you beat a child like that? I mean, this is terror. That's horrible.
Okay.
I totally agree. You know, I wrote my first book, which actually got me into radio, on the issue of child abuse, and that is abuse. And, you know, I actually used to say this and got myself in some trouble for saying it, and then there was an African-American this morning on CNN that said it as well. So I can say it safely, and that is that part of that is the legacy of slavery in the South.
Wow.
So I would say...
Where
I would disagree, Ellen, is, you know, you go back to parents that were raised from parents from the 1930s, 40s, 50s, they used the switch or a belt, or they used a paddle to keep kids in line. And I don't think that it is a cultural thing. I think it's a generational thing. And
I don't know if it's such a generational thing, because I am not that old, and I was raised in the South, and I have cut my own switch many, many a time. And my mom and grandma, I mean, wow, and I love them. I love them, much love and respect to them. But I was switched when I was younger, and I'm not that old. I think it is
right.
I
look at my daughter and her husband. They have three wonderful little girls. They'll put them in timeout. They'll find other ways. They deal with them one-on-one. They look them in the eyes. They explain what they did from tiny babies. And honestly, it is a challenge. It would be easier just go and take a something and smack them. But they don't learn from brutality. They don't learn from fear. They learn from conflict.
Can we separate out a discipline from a beating? And I think we mesh those two together. I don't think my mom and my grandma had any malice towards me. I think they loved me. They raised the man you hear on radio today. I think when we're looking at Adrian Peterson, and especially when you're looking at the pictures, it looks pretty bad. I think he went overboard. But I see nothing wrong with corporal punishment, and maybe that's just my Southern upbringing.
Well, you know what? It's going to be outlawed in this country eventually.
And that's another thing that I'm worried about. And that's where I wanted to go with the conversation. I've been hearing, especially when you're talking about the UN rights of a child and that sort of thing, where does parental rights start and stop and the state step in to raise the kid? Where is that line?
Well, it's a crazy line, because many times they make critical mistakes. But have you ever had an experience? I have. I was at a Walmart where this big guy had a little tiny baby around 2 years old, and the little child was just talking to him. And you could see the rage swelling in this guy. And finally, I took him when he was outside. I stopped him. I said, "Don't you understand this kid's extremely intelligent? What the hell's wrong with you?"
Yeah.
I said,
I have seen
alone.
That. And to that, we cannot color all of a society with that brush. And I think that's what the rights of the child does. I believe that corporal punishment in its place, in its proper place, is a useful tool for discipline. I do agree with
what?
You
You're
that
I think with what we're learning about psychology. So okay. I advise you to go back to school, my friend.
Ellen, wow, good deal. I like the back and forth. But again, I think that a lot of society's problems can be solved with a little bit of tough love from parents. And I'm not talking about beating or whipping or anything like that. But we have a case here in North Dakota, a Cass County administrator, who, in my opinion, showed a little tough love because his stepkid was just being a brat to his mom. The profanity, the abuse by this kid. And so the father kind of steps in and goes, hey, you're going to knock this off. Got a little physical. And then he had to spend almost a year in front of judges and juries and in the news media and that sort of thing. So I don't believe that we can stop or make parents afraid to parent or even to show a little tough love. I don't believe that that's the answer either.
But there's other ways to show tough love. You know, there's other ways to show tough love. You know, you give kids tasks that they have to complete that are really hard. You take away their game boxes. You take away their computers. You take away their cell phones.
What if you live in the ghetto and you don't have computers or fancy cell phones or things like that?
That's the big flaw. That's the big flaw. Because kids grew up in ghettos years ago that had respect for their parents. It's
yes.
The parents that don't have respect for themselves. It's not how poor you are. It is how poor in character you are. And that's the thing that is the shame of it all. It's not just financial situation.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that it's purely based on finances. What I'm saying is, you can take things away from a kid, but what if you don't have a lot of things to take away from the kids? I do believe that just a generation ago, and as far back as you can go, kids had respect for their parents, and I see that ebbing away every day. I see it in grocery stores.
Keep an eye on your kids. Make the kids bring the friends to the house.
Yep.
Know who they're hanging out with. Check their computers. Don't let them go spend the night at friends' houses that you don't know who they are, who their brothers are, who their sisters are. Make it so these kids know they can come and talk to you about anything, even if it's something that you don't like to hear.
And I agree, but that music means that we're right up against the break. Thank you for the conversation. And we're going to continue this throughout the couple of hours that we are on radio today. Tune in. We'll be right back.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
All right, golfers, listen up. I know summer's slipping away, but fall is a great time for golf, and my friends at Chase on the Lake wanted me to invite you to beautiful Walker, Minnesota for a great deal. Fall golf is beautiful, all the colors. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and Chase on the Lake Resort. The package includes one night lodging in a classic hotel room, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Longbow Golf Club. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129, just $30 more for the weekend. Think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by themselves. Then you get golf at a championship golf course. Throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at half price. Room at Chase, round of golf at Tiana or Longbow, plus a meal at the 502. All that for $129 Sunday through Thursday or $30 more on the weekend. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter promo code SCOTT. Get this great fall golfing package. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back, and in this segment, we're going to have Dr. Sandra Stotsky, a member of the original Common Core Validation Committee. But before we get to Dr. Stotsky, I want to go to Tioga, to Gary, and get your take on the conversation we had in the last segment.
Man, Mike, I got to tell you, brother, you need some fire support there. That lady is just throwing some barrage at you. I'll tell you right now, she wants you to go back to school, but not the old school. She wants you to go to one of these indoctrination centers that will espouse the same crap that allows you to think every child on a little league team, no matter what their performance is, deserves a trophy.
Yep.
And the same people, and I would bet dollars to donuts that woman believes that it's okay to murder an unborn child, too. She is nothing but a lunatic from the left, and I totally disagree with what she's saying. You and I
do, too, Gary. Gary, this is a much longer conversation. We got to have this conversation later on. But I agree with you 100%. I don't believe that taking the parental rights and authority away from parents to parent the way they see fit is the best way to go, especially when you're talking about the UN rights of the child and that sort of thing. I think parental rights in this country are under attack from all sides, and folks
exactly.
like Ellen and folks like Sorry. Ellen are just aiding and abetting these people. But thank you for your feedback, man.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad you and I weren't duped. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks, Gary. Now, Dr. Sandra Stotsky, and she's going to be here in the area later on this week. I've had her on my show before, as a matter of fact, on the Common Sense Club. A brilliant doctor. She was a member of the original Common Core Validation Committee, and that didn't go so hot for Common Core, in my humble opinion. So I want to welcome you to the Common Sense Club, Dr. Stotsky.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, not a problem. I hope when you're here and the folks are showing you around, you get a really great dose of North Dakotan hospitality, because the folks here are awesome.
I am looking forward to it. I've never been to North Dakota before, so this is going to be a real treat.
And you couldn't have a better guide in Leah Peterson from Stop Common Core ND. So, but before we get too far into the weeds, I want you to tell the folks, you know, give us a little bit of your background before we set up the conversation around Common Core.
Sure. Professionally, your audience needs to know that I was about 10 years ago a and a senior associate commissioner in the Massachusetts Department of Education, and I was in charge of developing all of our K-12 standards or revising whatever ones we had. So I came to be known as an expert on standards largely because I had done so much good work there because it was acknowledged elsewhere. The Massachusetts standards were seen as the best sets of standards in the country, and indeed Bay State kids went on to become in first place on both grade 4, grade 8, reading and math on the National Assessment of Educational Progress test, NAEP tests as they're called. And then we went on to first place in grade 8 science on an international test, so we had confirmation from outside. And none of these tests could be manipulated by Massachusetts policymakers. So that's part of my background. Then I was on Common Core's Validation Committee, which I'm sure they've rued to this day. I was on that from 2009 to 2010 and was one of the five people who refused to sign off because they weren't internationally benchmarked, they're not rigorous, and they're not research-based. No matter how many times people with forked tongues try to say they're rigorous, they're internationally benchmarked, they're this, they're that, they're none of the above. And I and several others did not sign off because we knew better. We were the experts, actually, on this very peculiar committee called the Validation Committee.
And that's something that I really wanted to kind of dig into. Now, you were on this Validation Committee, and there were other experts, actual experts. I'm not talking about all of the other folks that were there just to rubber stamp this thing. How many of the actual experts signed off on this thing?
The only expert in math would be the one mathematician on the committee. This was less than 30 people. He was a professor of mathematics at Stanford University, James Milgram. I'm sure his name is familiar to a lot of people. He looked at the math standards and refused to sign off. And the one other person who also understood high school math, Dylan William, also didn't sign off. And there were two other people who did not sign off, but we have no idea why because we've never been able to reach them and they've never sort of come out of the closet to tell us why. I was the only English language arts standards expert K-12, and I did not sign off. So the two main content experts did not sign off. We were not going to be rubber stamps.
So when we hear the folks that are proponents of the Common Core standards say that they are internationally benchmarked and that
they're lying. I mean, so, that's it. They're lying because we kept asking, and we've been saying this now for 5 years, and it's really getting tiresome. This is a serious problem in public discourse where we keep saying that if these are internationally benchmarked, you show us the names of the countries that supposedly we're benchmarked with and show us the crosswalks, which is the comparison charts. We've never gotten anything to show us crosswalks or the names of the countries. They can't put up, but they keep saying they're internationally benchmarked. U.S. Chamber of Commerce keeps saying they're internationally benchmarked. I mean, they've got a lot of people paid by the Gates Foundation to keep mouthing the same lies over and over again, which makes it hard for people who simply want to move on to talk about the fact that these are very bad, damaging standards in many ways for in both math and in ELA. I'll stop here. Because you've got to get into.
Well, and you guys, to be clear, you guys asked for the info, and you have yet to receive it.
Yes, and I have evidence of my asking for it. We kept sending critiques in. I would send them in on ELA, and Professor Milgram was always sending something in or requests in math, because that's how we divided it according to our areas of expertise. And from the very first critique I wrote in 2009, I kept asking for evidence of international benchmarking, and that one I made available. That I've made available all my critiques because I could do that with my own material. And I was always asking for it, never got it. I could never even get the standards writers to talk to me in ELA. I kept asking for Coleman to speak to me so I could understand what he was trying to do. I understood how to construct ELA standards practically in my sleep at night, but I couldn't get him to talk to me. He was always busy on a train going somewhere or doing something else. He never had time in 9 months to talk to me, even though he had time to trot to Massachusetts, supposedly, and say over and over again afterwards that he was basically using the Massachusetts standards, which I knew by heart, and I knew that he wasn't telling the truth, as the base for what he was doing. And now he comes out maybe a week or so ago being quoted in a Politico article as saying, oh, he was really inspired by Edie Hirsch Jr. of the Core Knowledge Curriculum or Foundation in Charlottesville, Virginia, as saying he was really inspired by Hirsch, not so much by the Massachusetts standards anymore as by Hirsch's Core Knowledge, both of which is a figment of his imagination, let me put it that way, because
wow.
There's nothing to see in those mainly skills, which is what he has passed off as standards. There's almost no resemblance between those Common Core ELA standards and the curriculum sequence that was worked out for Core Knowledge, a very different kettle of fish from Common Core. So you got to get those straight because sometimes the names
and
get confusing.
This is Dr. Sandra Stotsky. She was on the original Common Core Validation Committee, and she's going to be in North Dakota. She'll be in Bismarck on Thursday.
Right.
And on Friday, you'll be here in Fargo. In Bismarck, you'll be at 1603 Main in Bismarck, North Dakota. And when you come to Fargo, you'll be at the Doublewood Inn here in Fargo. I can't wait to see you, Dr. Stotsky. I've spoken to you a couple of times now, and I really want to get your take. We've had Duke Pesta in. We've had a couple of folks here telling us about these standards and what we should be aware of, or more importantly, wary of. I want to ask you, do you believe that these standards will prepare our kids for college readiness?
No, they can't. They're not. In fact, they weren't intended, really, to prepare students for authentic college-level work. And one of the math writers, Jason Zimba, because he came to visit the Boston area and spoke at a public meeting in March 2010, indicated that there were minimal standards for college readiness and for non-selective colleges because they didn't prepare kids for STEM careers, which are the future jobs of the 21st century. So we have it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, that these are standards that can't prepare students because the standards aren't there in math, which means that the science can't be taught in the upper grades either. Now, this doesn't mean North Dakota high schools can't add the courses and make sure that their kids get the STEM preparatory standards and coursework under their belt so that they can have them in order to go to an engineering college somewhere, if not in North Dakota itself. But those won't be tested by Common Core, and actually, there's no reason for schools to focus on anything above what they call college readiness, which is about 2 grades lower than what we now expect college-level students to come in with right now. So you can see that the effort was not to upgrade the American high school. It was to lower the American high school.
That's Dr. Sandra Stotsky, one of the two professors who are on the validation committee. She will be in Bismarck on Thursday, Fargo on Friday. And when we come back, I want to ask her, you know, were the states actually involved in implementing Common Core? We'll be right back right after this.
Straight ahead. What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health.
It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We are back. And I think someone is playing off my Southern heritage. Was that some Zydeco I heard right there? That's pretty cool. If it was, I love Zydeco music. We are having a conversation with Dr. Sandra Stotsky. She was one of the original folks on the Common Core Validation Committee. And the experts on that committee did not validate. She will be here in the Fargo-Bismarck area, in Bismarck on Thursday, in Fargo on Friday, and we're having a conversation about the Common Core standards right now. Now, she'll be in Bismarck, 1603 Main Event, that is 1603 Main Street in Bismarck at 7 o'clock, And then on Friday, she'll be here at the Doublewood Inn, and that's off of on 13th Avenue here in Fargo. And this, her, these events are free and open to the public. So I would encourage anyone out there that has any reservations, any questions, any comments on the Common Core standards to please attend this these events, because you want the facts. You want the facts, and we have not been getting the facts, in my humble opinion. So I want to welcome you back to the show, Dr. Stotsky.
Thank you again. Glad to be here.
I want to ask you, we're hearing a lot from all over the media, even right here in North Dakota, that the states were instrumental in drafting these standards. And I want to get your opinion on that. Is that true or is it false?
This is false. This is another one of what we can call doublespeak. These states really had absolutely no input and control over what was being done by three organizations in Washington, D.C., plus being funded by a fourth private organization, the Gates Foundation, for the development of these standards. I was on the validation committee, as I've mentioned, and we never once ever heard from anyone from any state. The only people we ever heard from were the people connected to the National Governors Association or the Council for Chief State School Offices, or ACHIEVE. That was it. Of course, we didn't hear directly from the Gates Foundation because they were funding it all from behind the scenes. But it was very clear to us that it was all being directed by these three organizations that are private in Washington, D.C., and by the staff, the writers for the standards that they had appointed for reasons to this day we still don't know. Because we don't know why these people who are totally unknown to both fields were chosen to write standards for the country, and that our boards of ed, state boards of ed all over the country, snapped up so fast they never even bothered to ask, what does college readiness mean? Or
right.
Any regular question that would have been reasonable for intelligent college-educated people to ask. They just abandoned. I still don't understand it today. Anyway, your turn to speak.
Thank you. No, you're much more knowledgeable on this subject matter than I am. I have been researching this stuff since it was brought to my attention, and still, there's so much that I don't know, so much that concerns me also, but I don't want to take up the time with me talking, with you being the expert. I do want to ask you, we hear so much, that these standards, they're just baseline. They're going to make sure that if you go from state to state, your kid gets a quality education, that sort of thing. So I want to know, what are the dangers that you see from implementing of Common Core state standards?
There are any number of problems. First of all, let's start out with the fact that they're the wrong standards. They're not either necessarily too easy or too hard. They're simply all wrong in both subject areas. The math is more damaging, probably, than the English, because the math standards at the high school level, as I mentioned in the earlier segment of this show, don't prepare students for the pathway to calculus. It isn't that they have to have calculus standards, but at least a full set of trig or a full set of pre-calculus, so that students could be prepared for the advanced science courses that they need to take in high school and for, say, freshman year in an engineering or your university, whatever the admission requirements are. They should include something beyond weak Algebra 2, which is where Common Core's math standards seem to end. So you've got the problem of the wrong standards, and then there are strings that are attached to it. The tests that are coming down the pike that are expensive, and they're going to be all Common Core-based no matter what your Department of Ed tells you, because if you've got Common Core-based standards, which you do in North Dakota, even if they have been renamed North Dakota Academic Standards or something like that, doesn't matter. They're still Common Core. That's another part of the false labeling, double speak that's going on. So you've got the wrong standards labeled North Dakota academic standards, but it's a Common Core-based test, and there will be data collected, and we know that the data will go to the testing company and then right on to the Department of Ed, USDE, if it wants the data, and if it says it's going to be able to use the data to personalize.
Thank you, Dr. Stotsky. We will see you here in Fargo and in Bismarck Thursday and Friday. Thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back.
Friends, I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. Four nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels in Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus four nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. Six meals, four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits. So check it out at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.